And now, today's word.
I want to preach on a very simple message. I've titled it, Seven Reasons Why Jesus Died on the Cross. Seven reasons. So, seven reasons why Jesus died for us. And I will give you those seven reasons and the scriptural backings for the seven reasons. Of course, these are not the only reasons, but I chose seven that I believe speak directly and strongly to the purpose of Christ's death. The first reason is to show us the depth of God's love towards sinners. To show us the depth of God's love towards sinners. When Jesus died on a cross, it was God wanting to show us how much he loved us. How much he loved us. Romans chapter 5, verse 6 to 8. For when we were still without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet perhaps for a good man, someone would even dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So, we can look at the love of God in two ways. The degree of his sacrifice in saving us from the penalty of sin, and then the unworthiness of those he was saving. So the passage is saying, I mean, if you have to make a sacrifice, you know, of course, I don't know how many of us here would die for somebody. Maybe a parent may choose to die for a child if it is really necessary and the parent is about 90, 80 years old, and then he may say, okay, I've finished my life anyway, so let me die for my child. I don't know how many husbands would die for their wives or wives would die for their husbands. But those are people you love, people who are close to you. But even that, it's very difficult for you to think of dying so that somebody would live. Or somebody who is a bodyguard and he says, I'm ready to die for the person I protect. And because he's paid and it's his job, it's his training. But to die for people who are insulting you, who abuse you, who are not worthy, people who are the worst kind of people. And so the Bible says, whilst we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. We were at the lowest level. We didn't deserve it. And yet God reaches out and he doesn't just come to us to say, I love you, but he shows I love you in a very practical way by sending his son Jesus to come and die for us. So in the death of Jesus Christ, we see the depth of God's love. We see how much God loves us. And Romans, as you read further, says, if God would do so much for us, what will he then withhold from us? If whilst we were yet sinners, when we were undeserving, he died for us, and now that he has saved us and made us righteous, what more will he not do for us? But the depth of God's love is seen that whilst we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. You know, there are certain people you wish that Christ would not die for. You know, you just look at them and you wish that even if Christ died for them, they shouldn't accept it. Because they don't deserve good. They are bad people. But God's love, it's towards them. One of the most sobering thoughts in life is to think that the most despicable person on earth is still loved by God. You can't think of it. Somebody who has murdered people, murdered children, mutilated their bodies, rapist. I mean, you can think of the worst human being that I can't stand them. There are certain people, if they stand in front of me, I will bust their head. I'll bust their head. I mean, somebody who's a rapist and an armed robber and attacks a family, kills the father, kills the mother, kills the children, and he stands in front, I will bust their head. I wouldn't even want to hear their case. I'm not a violent person, but if such a person stands in front of me, I will knock their head out. But can you imagine God loves such a person? I can't love. People I can't love, he loves. People I hate, he loves. People I wish would vanish from the earth, he wants to take to heaven. That's deep love. It's love that passes all understanding. In other words, humanly, there is no one who can conceive of such a love. And yet, whilst we were yet sinners, including Judas himself, including all the most sinful people living in the world at that time and had lived in the world before and will live in the world after, all of them combined, Christ died for them. The depth of God's love in the death of Christ passes all human understanding. And that is the first reason why Christ died, for God to show us, I love you in a way you can't fully understand. It's bigger than your thoughts, the extent of God's love. That's why Christ died, to show us the depth of God's love towards sinners. Second reason why Christ died is to bear God's wrath towards us. Jesus died to bear the punishment that was due to us. Isaiah chapter 53 verse 10. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grave. When you make his soul an offering for sin. Just think about this word. It pleased the Lord, God, the Father. It pleased him. It satisfied him to bruise him, to put him to grave. And he made his soul an offering. That God's wrath had to be fulfilled. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. God's justice cannot look at sin and let it go. So God's wrath towards humankind is real because we have sinned. We blaspheme God. We destroy one another. We destroy the earth he has created. And the wrath of God is coming. It has to be appeased. You can't tell God, don't show wrath, then he will not be just. He has to judge. And he decides, if I judge these guys, they're finished forever. So I'm going to judge. I'm going to show the full extent of my wrath. But I'm going to pick somebody who did not commit the crime. And I will pour all the wrath and the fury against him. And that's what happened. Jesus absorbed the wrath of God. That was supposed to be towards you. It's like you do something against somebody and he just lifts up his hand. He's going to slap you. And somebody else brings his face to take the slap. The slap has been given. But it didn't go to the one who deserved it. It went to an innocent bystander. That's what Jesus Christ did. He took the slap for us. He took the judgment for us. He took hell for us. He brought his face to take our punishment. The punishment was given. The wrath of God is satisfied. Justice has been done. But it was done on Jesus Christ. Now, normally, if you punish an innocent man, you've also created injustice. But Christ was God himself in the flesh. God cannot create injustice against himself. He bore our sin so that justice will be met adequately. The wrath of God kept at bay, satisfied. That is why God would say it is not his desire that anyone should go to hell, because hell has been visited on Jesus Christ. And the only way to avoid hell is to believe that he took the slap for you. He took the wrath for you. And when you believe he took it for you, you are out of God's judgment and out of condemnation. So Jesus died because the wrath of God had to be poured out and had to be soaked in. And he came to bear God's wrath towards sinners. Number three, there is to cancel the record of our sins. Jesus came to die to cancel the record of our sins. He died to both take away our sins as well as the record of our sins. Colossians chapter 2, verse 13 to 14. And you being dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he has made alive together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. Look at verse 14 carefully. Having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us, he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. You know, you can forgive somebody and still keep a record of the forgiveness of the sin. And we all do it. Somebody does something. It's okay, I forgive you, I forgive you. I forgive you, it's okay. Let's be friends, so we are friends. And then a month or two later, he does something. You see, you see? You see, last month you did this and I forgave you. You see, you've done it again. That means you forgave, but you still kept a record. You know, it's like you go to, you owe somebody and you go and pay the debt, but he still keeps receipts. Record. So next time somebody comes and is talking about you and says, this guy, don't trust him more. I'll show you the record. He owed me for 3 years. He just settled it last week. But the record is still there. But when Jesus Christ died, not only did God forgive us of the sin, but the records of our sin, he wiped it out of the way. He nailed it to the cross. So in God's economy and account, there is no record of any sin he has forgiven. When he forgives you, he takes away the record of it. No human being has the power to do that. These days, especially in the digital age, we say the internet never forgets. You put something there and it is there. Even if when you delete it, it is somehow there. I don't know why they created an unforgiving technology. Technology that doesn't forgive. It always remembers. And you go and see old pictures of yours. You go and see things you posted that you wish nobody would come to find. Maybe you did it when you were an unbeliever. And now you are a believer. You wish nobody would find out the things you used to post. It's like those people who used to love people and they would tattoo their boyfriend somewhere on their body. It's a very risky thing. Tattoo the girlfriend. And then they have a nasty breakout. And the tattoo is still there. You hit the girl, but every time you take off your shirt, there she is on your shoulder. Thanks be to God. He forgave us for our sins, and he destroyed the record of it. And that is why Christ had to come to die. Under the Old Testament, sins could be forgiven, but the record remained. So they'll go to the for the Day of Atonement, and the high priest will go make sacrifices of animals, and for 1 year your sins are forgiven, but the record is still there. And because the record is still there, you still have to come and settle it next year. So every year they make sacrifice after sacrifice after sacrifice. But when Jesus Christ came, he made one sacrifice once and for all, because there is therefore no record of that which he has forgiven. You may struggle forgiving yourself because you still have memories of your bad ways. But if you truly brought it to Christ and it's under the blood of Jesus, in God's mind, it never occurred, because he didn't just forgive the sin, he wiped away the record of it. That's the third reason why Jesus had to die the brutal death that he died. Reason number four, to obtain eternal redemption for all who believe in him. To obtain eternal redemption for all who believe in him. Hebrews chapter 9, verses 11 to 12. But Christ came as high priest of the good things to come, with a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is not of this creation, but with the blood of, not with the blood of goats and cows, but with his own blood, he entered the most holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption.